USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The White House criticizes House Republicans for risking a government shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated today that the party lacks consensus on funding government and military.
They keep demanding more extreme policies as a condition to do their job and keep the government open.
She urged them to prioritize people's well-being and honor the bipartisan deal brokered in May between Speaker McCarthy and the White House. House Republicans are divided on funding past the September 30th deadline, with a faction seeking substantial spending reductions, causing discord with McCarthy. A fatal crash involving a chartered bus carrying Farmingdale High School marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The incident took place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five individuals identified as young are in critical condition. The bus with at least 50 on board was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania. The Biden administration is introducing a fresh package of military aid to support Ukraine in its conflict with Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan made the announcement today, stating that it will encompass substantial air defense capabilities.
Above all, though, President Biden wants to use today to reaffirm his commitment, this administration's commitment, this country's commitment to continuing to lead the world in support of Ukraine for as long as it takes. And that's what he intends to do today.
The initiative aligns with Ukraine's ongoing efforts to counterattack and reclaim territory from the invading Russian forces. A murder suspect in Indiana is on the run due to a clerical mistake that led to his release. Kevin Mason was mistakenly set free from an Indianapolis detention center last week. Authorities are uncertain of Kevin Mason, the 28-year-old escapee, his current whereabouts, or whether he remains in the county or Indiana. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know, it's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years. I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this health care sharing thing, too. And I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediSherry.
That's cool. That's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia launched its biggest missile attack in weeks across Ukraine earlier today. Missiles pounded energy facilities and knocked out power in five regions in the west, center, and east of the country. President Biden is appointing a coordinator for long-term recovery efforts at the scene of a toxic train derailment in Ohio. Norfolk Southern freight train carrying hazardous materials derailed near East Palestine, Ohio last February, spilling toxic chemicals. On Wednesday, Biden issued an executive order directing FEMA to name a recovery coordinator within 5 days. In today's social media-dominated landscape, unconventional career paths are emerging, some of which might not appear as traditional jobs. Recent Morning Consult study reveals that 53% of Generation Z believe they have the potential to earn a substantial income as social media influencers.
It is someone who posts on social media to influence others, whether it's to buy products and to share ideas, what have you. That is high-level definition of an influencer.
Ellen Briggs, a branding analyst at Morning Consult, supports that individuals with a substantial following can monetize through avenues like product placements and affiliate programs. The mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, says the border town is flooded with thousands of migrants. They've declared a state of emergency in Eagle Pass. 2,500 migrants crossed the Rio Grande to get into the U.S. on Wednesday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.